K3JCA, W4DJW. Nothing heard. CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. And tonight being Friday night, we're going to begin with Uniform 3 Zulu. But before we do that, we're going to recognize the pre-net check-ins, EchoLink stations, and any new amateur radio operators. So starting with the pre-net check-ins, Net Control would like to recognize KA3JCA Richard, WB9RA Sally, KA4ACL Ashley, and K3DOV, the Upstate Amateur Radio Club, all from Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Tell Miss Sally and Miss Ashley we said hello. KMJWP, that's Brian in Rutherford, North Carolina. W4MFC, that is Fred in Travis Rest, bringing him in for IEI, that's Miss Isla. W2AMD, Andrew from Simpsonville. K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. KG4PFI Don and KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're in Piedmont. KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. KO4RMM, that's Kurt in Greenville. KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. N4NLR, that's Jim in Greenville. K4OSH, that's Pat in Malden. KI4LJG, that's Bob in River Falls or Greensboro, North Carolina. KW4TS, that's Jim in Pelzer. N4JRB, that's James in Greer. KN4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. W4IOE, that's Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. And KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson, South Carolina. And we'll do a refresh, make sure there were no others. And there was one that checked in there while we were calling them. That's why we did the refresh. That's KG4WNP, and that's Landon, and he is in Liberty. Good to have you with us tonight, Landon, if you're listening. That does it for the pre-net check-ins. We do have a couple of EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net called W4DJW.
Whiskey Hotel 6 Alpha November Hotel with a question. Over.
Hope you're checking in. Hope you're
all doing
well. Hope you can hear me.
Alpha Flower Golf Hotel, Punta Gorda, Florida, negative and negative.
Everybody, please let me know. Net Control would like to recognize AA4 Golf Hotel. That's Gus, normally down in the lower part of Florida. But Gus has a question, so we'll get back to Gus in just a minute. And WH6ANH, that's Carl. And I didn't get where Carl was located. I think I lost that on the double. But go ahead, Gus, with your question.
Thanks, Net Control, but that wasn't me with the question. I may have stepped on somebody who was trying to ask a question. Over.
Okay, Gus, appreciate you letting us know. So that must have been Carl with the question. Carl, did you have a question? Go ahead and down check for brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before and would like to check in for the first time and aren't quite sure what the protocol is. If you would like to check in and you're not sure of the protocol, just throw your call sign out there and I'll do the rest.
Hello, this is KQ4LYR. Quebec 4, Lima, Yankee, Romeo, from Simpsonville, just trying to check in. Not sure if you can hear me, but if you can, if you have any clam.
Okay, I got Kilo, Quebec 4, Lima, something, Romeo. What was that something? What's the suffix? One more time. You are kind of crackly into the repeater, so you might have to repeat it a couple of times.
This is KQ4LYR. That's Kilo, Quebec 4, Lima, Yankee, Romeo, from Simpsonville. Just trying to check in and see if I can get through.
Okay, is that Charles in Simpsonville? KQ4LYR. Is that Charles in Simpsonville?
That's Charles in Simpsonville.
Okay, Charles, took me a second to get you in my database. You're not in the version of the FCC database that I have currently downloaded, so I had to pull you from an alternate location, which is the QRZ database. So I pulled you in from there. That's why it took me a minute. But welcome to the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club and the W4MYK net, Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're here every single night at 9 p.m. We'd appreciate you stopping by as often as you can, and you did a good job. Appreciate you being there. Hope we hear from you many, many more times in the future, but good to have you with us on the net tonight. Do we have any other brand-new amateur radio operators that aren't quite sure of the call and would like to check in? So just throw your call sign out there, and I will do the rest. Okay, looks like that's going to do it for tonight for brand-new amateur radio calls. We're going to go ahead now to the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, which on a Friday night, that begins with the Uniform Through Zulu group. U through Z being the start of the suffix of your call, the first letter in the suffix of your call. So if the first letter in your suffix begins with a U through a Z, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. In Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steve and Emin. I'll be negative, negative, and just listening in. Everybody have a nice holiday.
DJW. Thanks for calling the net. Nice to hear you this evening. Please check in November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, N4ZLK. I'm Shane, and I'm mobile on 85. No traffic, no table tonight.
W. Hey, please check in Kilo 4, X-ray, Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Okay, that's a good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KN4VWA. That's Steve over in Emin. Good to have you with us tonight, Steve. Appreciate you taking time to be here this evening. N4ZLK, that's Shane over in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. You're sounding good. And K4XB, that's Tommy. He is in southern Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Tommy. Appreciate you being here this evening. Any other stations in the Uniform Through Zulu group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
This is QN Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Greer. Normally with the West Palm Beach Amateur Group in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4WTQ. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Quebec. That's Greg in Greer, normally. Well, not as normal place, but appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. One last call, Uniform Through Zulu. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move the dial forward to the next group, which is Alpha Through Delta. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that starts with an A through a D. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
It's good hearing you tonight. Hope you're feeling better. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73's to you and everybody on the net.
KJW. Hey, Dave and everybody on the net. Please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. No traffic, but I'll hang around for Rack 2. I got something you might not necessarily be interested in, but intrigued by. Over.
JW. Mr. Dave, Miss Amy in the net. Appreciate you you calling the net tonight, Dave. Please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Amy and all on the net.
Please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
Okay, that was a really good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4DMW, that is Rick, bringing with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're all over in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Rick. Tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello, and we do appreciate you being with us this evening. And KB2BYQ, that's Dave. He's over in Easley. You're sounding good as usual, Dave. Do appreciate you being with us this evening. KM4CHY, that's Keith. I've got you down for Rag Chew Keith, and then you do have my curiosity up. So we'll see what that's all about in the Rag Chew portion of the net. KI4DOS, that's Gary. Bring with him. It's K3JOY, that's Miss Joy. They're in Greer. Tell Miss Joy we said hello, Gary. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And tell your pretty little bride we all said hello from Amy and Dave over here in Greer. And N4DJC, that's Jerry. He's over in Anderson. Good to have you with tonight, Jerry. I got a letter back from Kenwood, Jerry, and they said they won't be making those radios that I was asking about until 2025. So we're switching to Plan B. Anyway, Jerry, appreciate the tips that you gave me on those radios. Any other stations in the, we're in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DOS.
Go ahead, Gary.
In Greer, but I'm over in Easley.
I got you in Greer. I said, hey, tell your pretty little bride hello from Greer, from David and Amy in Greer.
Oh, you said that I was in Easley, and then you said that y'all were in Greer and to tell my pretty little bride hello.
Okay, well, you get the point. Tell Joy hello, Gary. appreciate you being with us this evening. Are you going to stick around for Rag Chew?
Check us in and out tonight, Dave. I was just pulling your chain a little bit. When you live in Easley and you say, somebody says you live in Greer, I don't live in Greer. I live in Easley. But anyway, y'all take care. I'll relay your message on in there to Joy.
All right, Gary. Take care. Appreciate you being here tonight. And have a good weekend. Good start to the weekend. One last call, Alpha through Delta. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Is that Dennis in Georgia? Is Whiskey Alpha, Whiskey 4 Alpha Alpha Whiskey?
That's correct. That's Dennis. Whiskey 4 Alpha Alpha Whiskey in Canton, Georgia.
Okay, Dennis, just a piece of info. You might be a little bit too close to the microphone because it is super, super muffled. It sounds like if I was getting up on the microphone like this, really, really, really close to the microphone. So you got a good mic that picks up really good. You might want to back away from it about 4 or 5 inches. Roger?
Copy that. Is it any better?
Absolutely. Just want to let you know because if people don't let you know, there's no way you can know, right? It's like Gary says, if you don't tell me my mic's bad or my mic's not working, I won't know it's not working. But yours is working. It's just working really, really good, really strong. Need to back away from it a little bit because it's got some good gain on it. Anyway, appreciate you being with us tonight from Cannon, Georgia. Dennis, W4AAW. Appreciate you being there tonight, Dennis. Have a good start to your weekend. Let's go ahead now and moving on up to the Echo Through Hotel group, station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an E through an H. And we'll like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
Been all on the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose. No comment, no traffic tonight. Thanks for calling the net, sir.
Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Julie, November. Hey, in Kevin, North Carolina. Be negative, negative, nice. Good to hear you.
Team Tango Oscar November. I'm over in Pendleton, and I'm negative and negative, but I'll be listening.
Okay, Alton, you doubled with Harry, and Harry won. Can you give me your call sign again?
I realize this is a double. Whiskey Alpha 4, Hotel November Tango, WA4HNT.
Thank you, Alton. That's all I needed. Yeah, you were doubling. Harry won, but you lasted longer, so I picked up on your voice there toward the end. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4HKX. That's Patrick. He's over in Penrose, North Carolina. Patrick is our Sunday night Net Control operator. Be sure and stop back by with him on Sunday night this at the end of the weekend. Appreciate you being there tonight with us, Patrick. KC4EZM, that's Harry in Candler, North Carolina, who won out during the double. Good to have you with us tonight, Harry. And WA4HNT, that's Alton in Pendleton, South Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Alton. Hope you're having a wonderful start to your weekend. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll push it up another notch to the India Through Lima group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an I through an L, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, and I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
4, DJW. Thanks for picking up the net again. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
W. Dave, please check in. Kilo, Oscar, 4. Juliet, Kilo, Victor. KO4, JKV. This is Duncan in Nashville. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for holding the net.
All right, there's another great group. Net Control I'd like to recognize. KK4JFO, that's James, sounding good from Tuxedo, North Carolina this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, James. And KK4JBQ, that's Larry, bringing with him. KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. You're sounding good as usual, Larry. Appreciate you being with us tonight. And do tell Miss Donna we said hello. And our Monday night Net Control operator, KO4JKV, that's Duncan in Asheville, North Carolina. Sounding good from Asheville this evening, Duncan. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. One last call, India through Lima. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, moving on up to the next group is Mike through Papa, stationed with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an M through a P. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW, this is W4 Norway, Texas, Quebec, Eddie Simpsonville, and I'll be until he finishes the roll call, over.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize W4NTQ, that's Eddie in Simpsonville. He's going to stick around for the formal portion of the net, but not after that. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Eddie, and thank you for checking in. It's an honor to have you check in with us on our net. We do appreciate you being able to do that and doing that. Any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, looks like Eddie's got that group all to himself. We're going to move it on up to the Quebec Through Tango group. Station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a Q through a T. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Dave and Amy, and all on the net, and I'll be negative, negative.
4TJW. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Tango Romeo, Juliet. This is Bill and Calpin. Negative and negative.
4DJW. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris and Liberty. And I will be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
JW. Dave, please check in Alpha Alpha 1, Romeo Delta, AA1RD, Bob here in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative tonight. I'm so glad you're back feeling better than you were a week or two ago. So I say 73 to you and to all on the net.
All right, there's a good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize N0TR. That's Tom. He's my neighbor over here in Greer. Good to have you as night, Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. And KK4TRJ, that's Bill in Cowpens. You're sounding good, Bill. Appreciate you being with us this evening. KO4QLG, that's Chris in Liberty. Sounding good as usual, Chris. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And AA1RD, that's Bob in Piedmont, South Carolina. Bob, you sounding good. And it's good to have you back home, safe and sound from your long voyage. Appreciate you being back here with us this evening. Take care and have a good start to your weekend. Any other stations, let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Please check in and out Alpha Echo 4 Bravo Mike, AE4BM. Name is Ben. I'm mobile in Anderson.
Number 4 Echo Delta Whiskey, head in Brevard. No traffic, no comments. I'm monitoring.
Okay, now control, like to recognize AE4BM, that is Ben. Good to have you this night, Ben. I didn't get down where you're from, but Ben is a fellow RC pilot who uses multirotors to hang antennas for ham radio. Good to have you this night, Ben. I have you down in Hanahan, South Carolina. I need to update my database. Where's the new QTH?
QTH is in Belton, but I'm mobile in Anderson. Copy.
Copy that. Net control, I'd like to recognize AE4BM, that's Ben, mobile in Anderson. Normally would be in Belton. Good to have you with us tonight, Ben. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And N4EDW, that's Ed in Brevard, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Ed. You sound good as usual. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Check in, KQ4IYZ, that's Kilo, Quebec 4, India, Yankee Zulu, Matthew over here by Table Rock. Good evening, negative and negative.
Dave, please check in Joe, Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Delta, and Greer, in and out this evening. Over.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KQ4IYZ. That's Matthew in, over near Table Rock. Good to have you this night, Matthew. You sounding good. Appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. And KK4JD, that's Joe, another neighbor of mine over here in Greer. Good to have you this night, Joe. We're getting a lot of people from Greer here lately. Good to have you with us, Joe. Take care and hope you have a wonderful start to your weekend. Last call, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. In Kilo X-ray 4, Mike Tango, KX4MT. I am not in Greer. I'm in Pickens. Good to hear you all tonight. I'll be in and out, and thank you for calling the net.
Net control, like to recognize KX4MT. That is Mike, not in Greer, in Pickens. Good to have you with us tonight, Mike. From Pickens or Greer, wherever, appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Take care and hope you have a wonderful start to your weekend. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so and will now begin the RAGCHU portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAGCHUs. And the first and only one we have so far up on the stump is KM4CHY. That's Keith. He's over in Seneca. Keith called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
4DJW, KM4CHY. This is kind of ESP32 related. I don't know if you're familiar with the MPCNC stuff. It's mostly printed CNC to build little mills with. Well, kind of went down a rabbit hole, and these things have been around for a couple of years, and I went down a rabbit hole and started digging deeper into the control system. And this fella has come up with he calls it the six-pack CNC controller, and this thing is completely powered by the ESP32. And I was just kind of amazed by that fact. Over.
Hey, I was writing it down. I was prepared to write down what you, because I figured you were going to throw something like that out there. A six-pack CNC controller that's composed of a ESP32. Is there one ESP32 per axis, or is there one ESP32 for all axes?
Kind of what got me, too. It's one ESP32 running the whole thing, running the whole the whole show. He's basically got this motherboard that you plug the ESP32 in, and it's got additional ports for like CNC related IO stuff that you can, modules that you can add on. and then the other side of the board has the stepper drivers on it. And, yeah, one ESP32 controlling the whole thing.
That is impressive. How do I find that? If I Google six-pack CNC controller, am I going to find it?
You will, and the MPCNC and the Lowrider version 3 are from a company called B1 Engineering. They've been around a while, and apparently the six-pack CNC controller's been around a while, too. And this fella has written a firmware that runs on it. He's the guy that kind of ported Garble over to the ESP32. And he has now built a firmware for the ESP32 called Fluid NC. So Fluid Numerical Control. And that's what you run on this thing. And it's pretty impressive.
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I Googled it real quick while you were talking about it, and it came up, and it's only $75. That's not bad at all for a CNC controller. I add another zero to that, and you'll get what I paid for my CNC controller. So that's really cool. And if it can cut around corners, you know, do circular interpolation and linear interpolation and three axes at the same time, that's going to be quite a deal for $75.
What piqued my interest on it too is the price of it. Now that doesn't include the ESP32, and I don't believe it includes the stepper drivers, you know, because you can take your pick on stepper drivers. But yeah, just really impressive that the ESP32, I mean, I know it's pretty much a hoss for its class of processor, but you know, these things are dirt cheap, and just to know it can handle all that is pretty amazing.
Well, Keith, you know I'm going to have to look into that. I appreciate that tip. That is a really, really good tip. I got a new spindle for mine. The old spindle is wore out. I wore it out completely. The spindle wobbles. You can't do any. You can't go around corners like that and have a nice smooth radius on the corner. So I got a new one sitting over there. I think I got it for Christmas last year, I think. And it's still sitting there next to my desk. I've got to stop my other projects and take some time to install that. Anyway, Keith, appreciate you bringing that to the net this evening. Got anything else for us?
Covers it. I was going to cover the circular interpolation. I guess it's most like most any CNC. It's kind of pseudo-circular, you know, there's a parameter where you can tell it how long the line segments are, and I think you can get it down to like 2,000ths of an inch or something like that. But, yeah, it's really impressive piece of kit for the price and, you know, for people that want to do it on a cheap. With the B1 engineering kits and that controller, you could probably build a complete CNC for $500-$600.
Yeah, that's nowhere near as much as I have invested in mine. But, you know, as time goes on, things get better and the price comes down. And the better and the price comes down. So that doesn't surprise me, but it is nice to see something like that on the market. It would be, I mean, at that price, you can't help but just, you know, play with it a little bit just to see how well it does. You know, and with line segments that small, it'd be hard for a human to interpret whether that was an arc or a line.
Just exactly what you said. When I seen the price of the board, it's like, I'll probably just buy one of those just to play around with. And you can load the Fluid NC firmware on just a bare ESP32, and it'll run in like a demo mode, too, so there's that. Anyway, I thought that might pique your interest. I didn't realize you had a CNC machine, but I knew you were interested in that kind of stuff and worked with that kind of stuff in the past, so figured I'd pass that along to you. Anyway, that's about all for me, so I'll kick it back to you, W4DJW, KN4CHY, back to net.
Yeah, Keith, I've had a CNC machine since, that was the debut of my career, was CNC programming, and then I always wanted to have a CNC machine at home, and eventually I got to where I bought a used one off of somebody on eBay or something like that many years ago and retrofitted it like 3 times to make the stepper motor stronger and faster, and it's still working, still works good, but I need to put my new spindle on there. Anyway, appreciate you hanging around for the Rack Chute portion of the net this evening. Good talking to you. I enjoyed it and look forward to doing it again next time. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, do we have any stations I've missed for Rack Chew or anybody that would like to check in? Call W4DJW. All right, be sure and stop back by tomorrow night where it will be either Nathan or me. It's Nathan's turn, but if he's working, I fill in for him. So KJ4RQZ Nathan or I myself will be here tomorrow night, so be sure and stop by and check in with us again tomorrow night. Please stand by for my net report. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 and good night.
4BM Mobile. Listening, I forgot to share that I have my HF antenna in the air. It's no longer on the ground. One more step closer to getting on HF. AE4BM Mobile.
4BM and 4ZLK Mobile. Good evening.
I'm trying to make it back to my QTH. Got me a little bit of a late dinner, but trying to get back to the house and get my station set up a little bit closer. What's you doing today?
I'm driving, headed to Atlanta. Drive a tractor trailer for UPS. Headed down there, and hopefully we'll just be able to turn right back around and come back home. So I heard you say you had an HSS antenna? Is that what you said?
I have an 80-meter, 450-ohm fed antenna that was on the ground for 3 months, and I finally got it up in the air this afternoon.
Yeah, sometimes it can take a little while to get everything going and up, and when you're having to do it between working and other necessary activities that you have to do.
I had it done weeks ago, but like you said, other things become priority, and weather doesn't like to play usually. I'm just happy I got it done before this rain comes into the Greenville area.
Rain always seems to come when I've got a couple days off. My name here is Shane, by the way. I think we've spoken before. I recognize your call. I don't know if I just heard you one time or once or twice, but tell me your name.
And the call is Alpha Echo 4 Bravo Mike. I'm here and there. I'm here on this repeater. I'm on the Anderson repeater. You might catch me on the SC Heart system every now and then.
I believe we've at least said hello before on this repeater. I usually just either hang out here or when I'm mobile or if I'm sitting in the house at my desk, I might have the radio on. But now I stay on this repeater until I run it out, which is about the state line now down in Georgia, down the South Carolina, Georgia line.
What's your home, not home QTH, but what state, what UPS you run out of?
Bill. I've been in the same building, worked out of the same building for 32, going on 33 years now.
Yeah, a friend of mine's doing his time. He worked his way up from being a part-timer. Now he's a feeder truck runner. He runs from Charleston to Columbia every now and then. I forgot what run he's doing right now. He actually called me this afternoon, and he was waiting to go home.
Exactly what I did. I started out part-timer years ago, back in 1991, and did package, drove little brown trucks for 20-plus years, and now I've been doing this for going on 9 years now, I believe.
I used to talk to him all the time when I was working overnight shifts, and man, oh man, I give it to y'all. Y'all got to get them packages everywhere.
Fortunately, it doesn't really affect me anymore like it used to when I had a package route. Now I can only pull so many trailers. I can only pull two at a time at the most. And my route doesn't really change. I just go down to Atlanta and take a couple down there and bring a couple back normally.
Is that run, or do you have to bid on runs every now and then?
Call it bidding on a run. We do it every 6 months, and it's basically seniority. So whatever's available, if I've got the seniority to take it, I can change. I've been on this one. This will be my third 6 month stint. We do it in October and April. So I'll be on this one again all the way through April, and then I can decide if I want to do something different.
Well, he's always telling me that he doesn't want to bid for a run. He likes to change. So he usually, I forgot what it's called that he does, but he usually takes whatever, whoever's on vacation or whoever's on leave, stuff like that. I was like, wow, that's a always changing run that he's always got.
A certain number of runs in the building, and then we'll have extra drivers that they're actually, their bid coverage runs. And that is their job to cover, you know, whoever's on vacation or if there's extra work or if somebody's out sick. Normally it ends up falling on the lowest senior guys. But every once in a while you get somebody who just wants to do that, like sounds like your friend doesn't mind the change every week or every couple of weeks.
Look, lately he starts at 9 in the morning, and he gets off at a decent time to go see the kids and the wife. I said, man, I remember when you used to go to work at 11 and come home, like, late mornings. And he's like, yeah, I don't care for those too often.
Yeah, some 3 or 4 5-day runs that go around town delivering, and I've done that too, but I wanted to take a break from handling packages, because you got to, you know, back up to the dock with a trailer load of packages, and they may get 300 or 400. You got to scan them all and hand them out, or put them on carts. I mean, it's not hard work. It's physical. It's not hard. It's just right now I don't have to touch any packages. I kind of wanted to take a little break from lifting and carrying and, you know, unloading, that kind of thing.
Well, that thing about lifting, I did it wrong one time. And I've been putting up with it for the past 10 years. man, oh man. Now it affects me daily.
Daily, I mean, I probably should do it more. But, you know, at least this isn't a long-term, well, my career at UPS is long-term. I should be able to finish up in a few years here. Hopefully sooner than later. But I don't have to stay on this night run if I don't want to. I can always go back and take a day run. Just, like I said, I just wanted to change for a little while.
Which is good. Change is good.
Okay, Ben, are you in the Greenville area?
I was staying in Malden in an apartment, but I finally found a place in Belton, and I work, I travel from Belton all the way into Lockheed Martin Monday through Thursday, and I work basically a second shift, but it's more of a second, third shift, because I go in at 4 and get back at 3 in the morning.
There at Donaldson Center? Up there that I've picked up and delivered to in the tractor when I was on the day run I had, so I always enjoy seeing those planes coming and going. The big...
Get used to them. There's going to be a lot more F-16s up in here.
You looking forward to that, seeing them around. I see the two sitting out there. Sometimes it'll be one, but usually two sitting over there under that little hangar by the curb there on the perimeter road. Always look for them. Sometimes I'd hear them taking off. I try to get a catch a view of them leaving.
That's what I do. I'm on the manufacturing side, putting them new things together.
Interesting job. And also very, very what am I trying to say? Very, they don't allow visitors in there, I'm sure. That's what I'm trying to say.
No visitors. My family was lucky. They came up from Charleston to visit me, and because I told them we were having family day up there, and they came up and they got the tour and see what I do.
Are you from the Charleston area then?
Grew up down there. Became an amateur down there, as a matter of fact. I just come up here for work, and now I'm trying to establish myself here.
I have two daughters and two sons, but my two daughters went to Charleston Southern, and we used to go down there all the time. We usually go down there to Isle of Palms in the summertime to take when the kids are, you know, still living at home, take a week or two vacation. We always enjoyed that.
Charleston Southern. I spent the semester there, and then I ended up working at the hospital across the street for 2 years in the OR, cleaning and stuff, and being an anesthesia tech. Gotta do what you gotta do to pay them bills, and I've done a lot of jobs that weren't related to my education. I've done a wild things, and just to pay them bills.
Way through college, I did all kinds of stuff, and I ended up, UPS was one of the jobs I had for trying to get through college, and it turned into I ended up staying there, so... But anyway, I've run into a lot of people that have used to work at UPS at one point or another, you know, during college or during school.
I've done some part-time for UPS, done some part-time for FedEx. Actually, I did some part-time for, RPS before the FedEx bought them out. So I've done the gambit of them during college.
For RPS, that's been quite a few years now.
So they've run me through the ringer down there in Charleston. I know.
I've enjoyed talking to you this evening. Nice to make your acquaintance. Like I said, I think we've spoken briefly before. But I am across the state line, and I'm about to start going down a hill where I'm going to lose the repeater. It drops out almost completely in about a mile. So I'm going to go ahead and clear with you before I run out of time and forget and lose you and don't get a chance to say goodbye. So 7-3 to you, and hope to hear you on the air more. Let me know about the net every night, and they'd love to have you check in. And we'll hope I can talk to you again sometime. So I can't remember your call. AE4BM or something like that. N4ZLK. We'll talk to you later.
Stay safe. AE4BM. I am clear and gone, and I'm at the house.